Dear viewers, let's listen to some ahadith regarding the recitation of the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, "Read the Quran, for it will come as an intercessor for its reciters on the day of resurrection." The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, "The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it." He ﷺ said, "The one who was devoted to the Quran will be told on the day of resurrection, 'Recite and ascend in ranks as you used to recite when you were in the world. Your rank will be at the last ayah that you recite.'" He ﷺ has said, "He who does not recite the Quran in a pleasant tone is not one of us." He ﷺ said, "Do not turn your houses into graveyards. Satan runs away from the house in which Suratul Baqarah is recited." He ﷺ has said, "He who recites two ayahs at the end of Surat al-Baqarah at night, they will suffice for him." He says, "There is a surah in the Quran which contains 30 ayah, which keeps interceding for a man until his sins are forgiven. That surah is Surat al-Mulk." Having heard these beautiful ahadith, I am sure you too would be more inclined to gain the blessings of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is offering us a very convenient opportunity to learn the Holy Quran with proper tajweed through Faizan Online Academy. Admissions are ongoing and classes are per your convenience and only 30 minutes a day. Spare just half an hour for the sake of Allah Almighty to properly learn and recite the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.